Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining me. It's been about 2 years since I have been able to get back onto Blog Talk, and I'm very excited. And very excited to share a lot of new things and hopefully learn a lot of new things from you, too. This is a 30-minute show, so we're going to get right into things. If you would like to call in, the call-in number is area code 929-477-1765. My name is Jean Souch, and I am also known as Jean of Divine Healing. I am a multidimensional channel and healer, and plus I do a lot of workshops. So if you're feeling like you might need a healing, or maybe you'd like to have a personal reading, then you can contact me at jeanofdivinehealing.com. Thank you very much. So to begin today's show, connecting with your core self. With all the different things that are happening in the world right now, in your own country, in your own town, in your own neighborhood, in your own home, inside yourself, there are many things that are going on. Some are influenced by others and circumstances. Some are influenced from your early childhood, and some are influenced by the planet. Now, I'm not an astrologer, but I do dabble in it a little bit, and I can tell you that Venus went into retrograde on Friday. So if you're interested in knowing more about that, you can Google or go on YouTube. There's lots of great astrologers on there. But anyway, connecting with your core self, right? So in order to connect with your true core self, which is your true God self, the part of you that is pure love, the part of you whose intuitions or gifts, psychic gifts, are very strong, or maybe they're just beginning to open. And there's so many struggles going on with people, with what to do next. So, excuse me, as we are having the first opening show of Connecting with Your Core Self, I would like you to just take a moment and take a nice, gentle breath. If you're driving, please do this later. Take a nice gentle breath and exhale. Breathe in your next breath. Divine sacred peace. Exhaling peace. Breathing in divine peace and exhaling divine peace. Helps you to let go of all resistances and just bask in divine peace. Peace with each breath. Letting all your muscles relax with divine peace. If you're sitting down, listening, or laying down while you're listening, let each gentle breath of this divine sacred peace fill your toes and your feet with divine peace with each breath, filling your legs and your hips, letting your buttocks relax with divine peace with each breath, letting your arms and your shoulders and your hands relax with divine sacred peace. Letting your throat relax. Imagine peace as you're breathing in and it goes into your throat. Imagine this peace just flowing over your shoulder, down your back, down your legs, filling you completely with divine peace. Letting divine peace flow through the right and left side of your brain so that all your stresses and worries can relax and have peace. Divine peace with each breath circulating between the right and left side of your brain, allowing all your stresses, all your fears, all your struggles to just relax and let go. Breathing in this divine sacred peace. Exhale into the top of your head and imagine this peace flowing through every hair follicle. All the hair on your head, whether it's short or long, doesn't matter. Let every strand of hair on your head radiate with divine sacred peace. I would like to read something to you, which is a song technically, but while you're all breathing in this divine sacred peace, I want you to take the words that I'm about to say into your core self, and this will be the beginning of connecting with your core self with today's episode. There is not a pretty or handsome that could ever stand in praise or hold the candle to the light I see shining from your face. No random quirk of nature could ever compromise the thing that makes you beautiful is in your eyes. There are those who say that beauty is the flower of the day, blooms in youth only, whose age will fade away, but enduring as diamonds, more shimmering than gold. The thing that makes you beautiful cannot grow old. Some would prize the form of beauty that is sized up by society, paraded and rated on a scale from 1 to 10. They do not know that there's no contest for the fairest of the fair. The thing that makes you beautiful is beyond compare. So if there is a question, if you're feeling dull and old, won't you let me be your mirror, where the truth is always told? In the eye of this beholder, you are a bright and shining star. The thing that makes you beautiful is who you are. And each week on Connecting with Your Core Self, I'm going to remind you. And I'm going to help you remember. There's lots of ways that you can remember. You can remember through the breath that you breathe and know that this breath within you is sacred. This breath gives you life. It gives you the ability to speak. It gives you the ability to sing. Another thing that you can do to connect with your true core self is you can begin looking in the mirror at yourself. And regardless of what you think you see, remember my words. The thing that makes you beautiful is the way you are. Remember that. So look deep into your eyes. And you may see that little boy or that little girl looking back saying, no, I'm not handsome or beautiful, or no, I'm not this or that. I want you to remember what I'm about to say now. Those are dysfunctional programmed tapes. We as children in this lifetime, in all lifetimes, get our most programming from our very first breath, I think, actually, personally, when we're in utero, all the way up to through age 7. And how you were treated or taught to think about who you are for when you look in the mirror will determine how much for you that you need to look in the mirror and remind yourself, I am amazing. Even if your core self says, no, you're not, because you know what? That's not really your core self answering. What's answering is the dysfunctional programming. What true core self is saying is, yes, you are magnificent. Yes, let go of those old tapes that prevent you from knowing me fully and completely. For we are love. We are magnificent. We are creative, artistic masters. We are now living in quantum energy times. Human beings have so many opportunities to step into taking a look at themselves and saying, I want to know my true self. I want to connect with my true self, my core self. What's this talk about my core self? What does it all really mean? Well, most of us know from various religious beliefs that we all have a piece of God within us. I know we have a piece of God within us because one of the group of beings that I channel is all the divine ascended masters. From Buddha to Kuan Yin to Mary and Moses to Krishna to Chief Red Cloud, Chief Crazy Horse, and Chief Sitting Bull, White Buffalo, the Grandmother. And we are all here to tell you that when you look in the mirror, we want you to see what we see. We see that you can manifest anything you want. All you have to do is let go of the illusion, let go of the deception, and tap into your true core self. Your true self, your true core self has all the answers from every experience you've ever had, past, present, and future. What are you here to learn right now with this Venus in retrograde? Well, we know that Venus also represents love, right? So when I set up this show for today, the first one, I thought, wow, How divinely magnificent. I didn't even know Venus was in retro for my first show to air. In your next breath, I want you to breathe in pure divine love. And when you exhale, exhale deep into your heart. With each gentle breath, allow this divine pure love to fill your heart and to penetrate all your cells. Allow yourself to go deeper and deeper into feeling the security and nurturing of this love. Allow this love in. Allow it in. Allow it to bubble up and fill all the layers of your body. Each gentle breath filling you as you inhale and exhale. Pure divine love. As you let this divine love in, it is a taste of who you are. It is a taste of your magnificence. It is a taste of your true core self. Amplify this with yourself each moment with each breath. You can also do affirmations when you get up in the morning, as you rise from your bed. Begin out loud, because sound carries. Yes, thoughts carry, but sound is magnified. I am connecting with my core self. I allow myself to connect fully with my core self. As you're looking in the bathroom mirror, I see love in my eyes and in my face and in my body when I connect with my core self. If anybody would like to call in, because you might have a question, the guest call-in number is 929-477-1765. And again, I'm Jean Salch, JeanOfDivineHealing.com. Feels really good connecting with the core self, doesn't it? Now, some of you may feel some resistances. Everyone will have a different experience as you begin to connect with your core self. Ultimately, you will all end up in the exact divine place personally. You will all remember your true core self. You will remember you have the right to be who you are. And you have the right to be happy, healthy, abundant. And remember, the only things holding you back are those programmed conditions. Now, some of you listening might say, well, you know, Jean, that sounds a lot easier than it is said, right? And believe me, I understand. I really do. When I came into the family that I chose in this lifetime, I chose a family that would teach me the most intense lessons. And I have achieved reclaiming my true core self. Now, did it take lots of affirmations, lots of chanting, lots of healing? And I've done all kinds of modalities, you know. Sometimes you got to shake things up a bit. you know, just like if you're doing the same affirmation all every day, change it to a different one that is similar, but the words are just a little different, you know, just to freshen the energy, okay? And I tell people, and I have had people who come to me in the past for healings who have said, gee, I was molested by my father for years while my mother turned her back. Or, gee, I keep attracting alcoholics. Or, gee, I can never seem to get a job where I am valued. Okay, there's all kinds of subjects. Okay, not everybody grew up in a very intense dysfunctional house. Maybe your household was minor dysfunctional. And if you take a look at it, every single household has some form of dysfunction that has been passed down as a behavior and pattern, just like holiday traditions, right? Just like ethnic celebrations, typical ceremonies, right? And they get passed down, right? From family to family and generation and generation. So remember that those negative programmings get passed down by generation, generation, generation. And we are the ones that we've been waiting for. This is the lifetime we've all been waiting for. We have been waiting opportunities, which we have in today's world, through the World Wide Web, through social media, through the libraries that are so expansive today, from all the healing centers and yoga centers and ashrams that are more available and exposed today. Many of us coming up in through the 50s, 60s, and 70s didn't have that luxury that everyone has today. Be grateful for all the opportunities that you have. Be grateful for listening to this show today, because that means that you are ready to change your life. That means that you are ready to have that job or career that you choose. That means that you are ready to have that love relationship that you choose to have. That means that you're ready to live in a location that you absolutely love and thrive. And you also accept the financial wealth inherited that your soul has been blessed with in this lifetime. You know, money comes in all forms if we bring up the subject of money, right? How many people have money blocks, especially with their careers, right? Think about, where did that programming come from, okay? Come from your mother? Did it come from your father? I know people who are in the millennium generation, not all of them, but some of the ones that I have had conversations have said to me, my parents programmed me that I could not give my notice at a job unless I had another job lined up and secure. I know generations from the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and 80s were definitely programmed that, okay? What the kids are being programmed now regarding money depends on the inheritance that the parents are handing down. So anyway, you could take a look at those things, because really, your core true self is a money magnet. It is. You just got to get all that other stuff out of the way. And remember, how do you do that? You're going to start with affirmation. You're going to sit down and you're going to breathe in love. Breathing in love over and over, but breathing in the divine God love. Divine God's love. Excuse me, I need a drink of water. Divine God love is pure, unconditional love. Pure, unconditional love. If you feel differently about that, take a look at your early childhood. Who programmed you to think that? And let it go. Because the more you sit in quiet meditation, breathing in love, exhaling love, breathing in love, exhaling love, pure God's love, feeling your heart vibrating through all your cells, vibrating all through you. You cannot deny this feeling. You cannot deny what you're feeling right now. You are feeling your true core self, assisted by the Ascended Masters and your guardian angel and your higher self. So I thank you. I thank you for allowing yourself to have this experience. I thank you for allowing yourself to take the first step to be here today so that you can fully begin on connecting with your true core self. Next week, same time, same divine channel. That channel that we're going to tune into, Divine Self Core Love. And remember the reasons why? To better manifest for you in your life. Health, wealth, love, location, career. Maybe you're supposed to be an author. Maybe you're supposed to be a doctor. Then maybe you're supposed to also learn the holistic side too. And then maybe you're supposed to learn hospice if you're a doctor, so you can learn to have a softer bedside manner. The divine shows us and comes to us in all different ways. One of the affirmations that you can add to your list is this. I trust Creator God. Creator God is guiding me and I am listening. Creator God knows what's best for me. And that is exactly all the wonderful things that I desire and wish. Thank you for tuning in. Aho, God bless you. Aloha. Remember, you can always connect with me personally at geneofdivinehealing.com, and I hope to see you next week. Same divine channel, same divine presence, getting and connecting with your true core self. Thank you.